All right, the last game for the Merrimack Warriors before the break is in the books. Merrimack wins 4-1 over Northeastern, 3 Hockey East points in the books now. And joining us is the associate head coach of the Warriors, Dan Jewell. And Dan, first of all, before the game, you guys honored, you know, the memory of Nick Camerata, former Warrior, class of 03, who, you know, passed away unexpectedly and unfortunately over the summer. But seemed like something, especially with the two teams coming together at center ice, you know, that really brought everybody together. But then I'm also watching the game and thinking back to the way Nick was and when he played and so on, and so many of the things that, you know, that he did that made him successful as a player, you know, a guy who would do anything for the team, you know, blocking shots, you know, doing whatever he could to help out. It seemed like you guys almost kind of channeled a lot of his memory in that fashion tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. I didn't know Nick, but I know him now, you know, and I knew him since I got in the job here, just from people talking about him and his impact. The hockey world's a small one, so it was really cool to see the amount of people that came in to support today. It was unbelievable getting to meet the family and having them a part of that pregame ceremony, and it hit home for sure. It's a special thing that the school did for his family, and it was awesome just to be a small part of that and see their family really enjoy that. So.
Tonight was a real battle from start to finish. Third period, though, you know, you're in a 1-1 game. You've had close games before in the third period, especially at home where you've, you know, been trying to find a way to pull out the win. Sometimes you've been able to and sometimes not, but tonight you were. What was the difference tonight?
Persistence. I think we didn't get tight when the game was tight. I think we just played. I think this was a huge maturing moment for our team as a whole, to finally find that 60-minute relentless, continuous effort. You know, sure, there was mistakes made, but I really felt like the group was undeterred throughout the whole game, and it was really, really fun to watch the 21 guys tonight. It was a full team effort. It was great.
The goal that put you ahead, Caden Cranston goal, made it 2-1 early in the third period there, but you had a case there of, you know, guys crashing the net, going to the net, trying to get their sticks on pucks and whatever, and it ends up paying off.
Yeah, it really all started with our forecheck, and it should every game. And it gave us the opportunity to get those sustained offensive zone shifts. If we continue to do that, then we'll continue to get more chances and more secondary options and more possession time. And that's a big growth moment for our group this year, for sure.
The goal that gave you, you know, some breathing room there, right? The one by Harrison Roy from Ty Deneau. That came a while later, maybe 10 minutes later, something like that. But there was a long stretch there. I thought once you guys got the lead, you really clamped down at that point. You know, they didn't have a lot of good scoring chances after that.
Again, it could have been an easy moment for a team to get tight, right? And for a team to get defensive. I give our leadership and our whole group a ton of credit for staying on the gas and really competing. And not trying to protect the lead, but to play hockey the right way. So it was a really good team effort.
We saw guys in the third period, you know, when somebody is somebody's blocking a shot, or they're getting their stick in the way to deflect the puck, or whatever it is that they're doing. Maybe they're putting a hit on somebody, or in some cases taking a hit to make a play. We saw guys, you know, being very vocal on the bench, banging sticks on the boards, and so on. I think unlike any other game this year, why was tonight different in that regard?
I think we had more opportunities for those big defensive moments, for sure. I think we have a really great group, and they're immensely supportive of each other. It just showed really a lot tonight, because we were in a moment within a game that we had an opportunity to go and win. Those small winning moments, that stick, that engagement on the weak side, the block shot, the work off the puck, our guys know that. Where it might not show up on the score sheet, everybody knows how big those plays are. So yeah. it was good to see, and our guys know what it takes, which is great.
There's ebb and flow in the game, and back in the first period, I mean, well, you guys got on the board on the power play. First of all, I guess, you know, in terms of special teams, I know you've been trying to improve that. There weren't a lot of opportunities on special teams tonight, but went about as well as it could, right? I mean, you went 1-for-2 on the power play. You only had to kill one penalty, and you did that.
Yeah, and hopefully this gives our power play a reminder, right? Like, things often don't go well in hockey, and you know, great power plays are clicking at 25%, so you're failing more times than not. And, like, that power play wasn't super clean before that goal, but you just need to string together a couple moments, right, and you could score a goal. So keeping that mindset moving forward will be huge for that group's success. They should be confident. We have a lot of talented players. It's tough when you don't have the success you're looking for at times, but it's in there. They've been coached well. They can execute, and hopefully this really triggers us moving forward.
Yeah, Ty Deneau was standing over there, had the goal on that, on the power play, goal and assist tonight, so we had him as co-warrior of the game tonight along with Harrison Roy, but, you know, that goal, it seemed on the power play, you know, really seemed to lift the entire unit. Was pretty excited after getting that goal in the first period.
Yeah, we know Ty can, he's standing right behind me. Everybody knows that Ty can hammer the puck and score goals, and it was only a matter of time, and I mentioned this earlier, and I'm glad Ty can hear me say this, is he's been playing better and better hockey each weekend, each game, and even though it hasn't showed up on the score sheet all the time, it's been noticeable to the staff and his teammates. It's really nice that it paid off on the score sheet tonight. His persistence off the puck and his details are improving, and sky's the limit for not just this year but moving forward.
Was the second period a case of maybe weathering the storm? I know that obviously there's going to be pushback from them, and they had the better of the play there in that second period, but you guys were able to get out of it, only giving up the one goal.
Yeah, I thought we got a little loose with the puck in transition. We tried to make play through them, and Northeastern's a really talented team. Their forward group has great sticks, and if you look to try to play through them, it's not going to work too often. So I think it was after the second TV timeout that we kind of like started to get back to who we were, and then we played really good hockey down the stretch in the second period.
Max Lundgren, maybe almost quietly in some ways, you know, number two star of the game, had I think 26 saves, pretty solid performance from him.
Yeah, solid's a great word for it. He made big moments look simple, and he was able to corral a few pucks when there were some hairy moments, some funnels from the point that could have been difficult for us to sustain those defensive zone shifts, and there was a couple line rushes wide with speed that he just made look simple, and those are big moments as a goaltender. Like he was really solid and clearly a huge part of our win.
But especially in the last few minutes where they had the 6-on-5 situation, they had the goalie out, and they're obviously trying to get within a goal or what have you, and you know, he seemed to be pretty calm back there, and it translated into the way the guys played in front of him as well.
Yeah, I tell all our goalies there's probably only one other guy's body language that matters more than theirs, and it's maybe the head coach. So his poise and his calmness, it's a trickle-down effect for our whole roster, and he was huge in that moment. And I thought everybody on the ice, we were debating calling a timeout there on the 6-on-5, and they wanted to keep those guys out for sure, and those guys gritted their teeth and found a way to make sure that they didn't get any big-time opportunity, which was unreal to see.
Yeah, I was wondering with, only being ahead by two goals, maybe that makes it that decision a little bit easier. You're not as pressed to take the timeout.
Jeez, a minute and 30 seconds, whatever it was, yeah. And it still feels like there's a lot of time. So I don't know that it's easy.
Yeah.
It's ever easy, but I had a lot of trust in those guys, and it paid off.
All right, so you guys go to the break, two games under 500 in Hockey East. I think you're now in eighth place. But what do the next week or two look like for you guys before you get back at it? You're at Army in the first week of January.
Yeah, a couple days of practice here before we go on break, and then we'll get back day after Christmas, and then a big one on the 3rd at Army, a tough place to play. So this should be a good momentum moment for our group, and we'll keep driving forward.
All right, Dan, thanks. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the team. We'll see you after the New Year's.
Thanks, Mike.